Yeah. Kickaverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's so real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab. Besides politics, I stay in the lab. A similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's so real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work? Microphone masters on DubCNN.com. It is J Love. Shout out to my man Star Saxon. This is a special, special episode of Microphone Masters because it is all about MERS. And to quote Rakim, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. But we are back. It is Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. J Love, Star Saxon. So we're going to bring a conversation that I had a couple of weeks ago with MERS and break it down into a couple of segments, bring some music to you as we always do, but it's all about MERS, so we want to bring that to you. Make sure you continue to support DubCNN.com, and of course, respectfully, we ask that you continue to support Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Spread the goodness, spread the wealth, spread the goodness. But let's get into it without further ado. The first of a two-part conversation with MERS. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
He's running for his life. The fucked up thing is happens every other night. They see him coming, they like, what's up, cuz? He's in his uniform from Target, so they saying he's a blood. They know he ain't banging, they do it for entertainment. Let off a couple shots, and they all start to chase him. Heart racing round the corner, and then he tripped. That's when he felt the chrome to his head and heard the click. And every day he puts his backpack on, his headphones in, and he plays that song. And now he doesn't feel so alone. Walking out the door, he pray to God he make it home. And he just wanna make it home. A young black man trying to make it on his own. All this craziness going on, he's just trying to survive, but they saying that he's wrong. So God bless Kanye West and every other brother of color that's under stress. They wanna make you feel like you were less, even though you didn't make it, gotta deal with this mess. Hold your head and always do your best. It's a long race, you gotta pace your steps. And remember that you are blessed. It's because God loves us that he puts us to the test. He's running for his life. The fucked up thing is this week it happened twice. This time the essays, bald head and tattoos. Mad cause he dating they cousin and he a black dude. Hopped in they Regal, they chased him down Pico. He tried to hide in the crowd amongst the other people. High off Sherm so they don't give a shit. They rolled down the window and emptied the whole clip. And every day he puts his backpack on, his headphones in, and he plays that song. And now he doesn't feel so alone. Walking out the door, he pray to God he make it home. And he just wanna make it home. A young black man trying to make it on his own. All this craziness going on, he's just trying to survive, but they saying that he's wrong.
We in a struggle where the strong kill the strong. Bodies dropping in the ghetto all night long. Can't seem to find a way for us all to get along. It's like they the new Marvin Gaye. What's going on?
So God bless Kanye West and every other brother of color that's under stress. They wanna make you feel like you were less, even though you didn't make it, gotta deal with this mess. Hold your head and always do your best. It's a long race, you gotta pace your steps. And remember that you are blessed. It's because God loves us that he puts us to the test. He's running for his life. The fucked up thing is tonight it's the black and white. They rolled up and told him, freeze, don't run. And that might sound easy, but you see he's got a gun.
You know he ain't trying to be on no tough shit, but every single night he was tired of getting fucked with. He dropped the gun and it let off a shot, so they returned fire as he ran down the block. This is a story with three different plots. In any of the three, the hero could have been shot. Who really did the shooting don't matter a whole lot. Either way, a young man was gunned down on his block. And now he laying in the hospital, after all these years of dodging so many obstacles. It don't matter if I tell you who's responsible. It sucks that we living in a world where this is possible.
Vampires feed on fresh blood, money runs the show. Look how they feel about it, seen the waves come and go. But watch your step when it's warm and critics sound at home. They throw flowers at your feet, the roses with the thorns. Marathon tours, learn to maintain my pace. Generation sacrifice for the paper chase. And I ain't talking age, but they will respect my space. Old cats put in a home, young cats put in their place.
We get high, that's my sworn in statement. Hand on the good book is more than makeshift. I never lie on any people or places. Bagging a chick or rocking on these stages. There's no such thing as halfway aces. Inside or outside the box, it's placement. Didn't grow up in the hood, adjacent, but close enough to hear the ghetto bird awaken.
You just might feel it.
Just keep trouble. I'm already on the double, trouble's nothing new. About to burst out this bubble I'm accustomed to. Straight out the W, do unto others. Do not stay in a box, not until the day they cover you. I'm covered plenty here, movement of the shutter slow. A blurry image at the finish when I cut a rope. And I ain't cutting dope, but I'm known for something great. Some known for treble up, some known for pumping bass.
Heavy hands, knock the image out with steady cams. Rocker chanting Z's up, amateurs just freeze up. Mad craze like Harmonov, kids get your problem solved. Rhythm so Kalashnikov, spill it so Molotov. Kasparov slash Pavlov to these lap dogs. Yapping under tables or staring, hoping the scraps fall. Checkmate savage, war chest in the cabinet. I'm so adjective that I verb nouns, imagine it. Imagine
just keep getting up in the morning, and you just might feel like I do sometimes. Getting up in the morning, and you just might feel like I do sometimes.
One thing I think that perhaps helped me get over being a misfit, a school misfit, and that is that I became interested in photography.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Los Angeles for the local time is 10:25. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. The captain will turn off the fasten seatbelt signs when it is safe to stand. In caution on opening the overhead compartment, the passengers may have assisted during the flight. The use of cell phones is now permitted. All other electronic devices must remain off. If you are connected here in Los Angeles.
respect to the trigger finger. I've been pushed deadlines since grade school, a fool. Since I touched down, bitches, they wanna fuck now, but can't get it. She got ass with a nose like Pippin. My pimpin', it ain't never scared. Got real estate over there and hustle over here. Dead nigga try to take it, he gon' fake it till he make it. Shotty break him like a bracelet, that's real talk. Yeah, don't you snitch if you get caught. You already know, if you do, then you dead. And now niggas in the hood trading kush for your baby mama throat. But suck it up, bitch, deal with it. Huh. Ain't no glitch in my computer, banging beats for the Gouda, paper planes, no hookahs. Yeah, I'm the driver and the shooter and the taxi. And there you motherfuckers get at me. Yeah. And there you motherfuckers get at me.
See, I grew up with the blue team before there was the Ustream. Seen a lot of niggas knocked out over shoestrings. Rhyming on these beats since the 90s, I'm a factor. Here with this career until I'm in the hereafter. Classic with this mic, like Mike when he was blacker. And you remind me of me when I was whacker. I read lines and bring drama like an actor. But I'm so Hollywood that you would think that I'm a rapper. You think I got it backwards? It really doesn't matter. Producer meets the rapper, he's the former, I'm the latter. Spacing out these bars so you niggas can climb on. I'm proof that you can still make loot and keep your rhyme strong. Burn out the industry as hot as my performance. Be the mainstream dream meets the nightmare of normalcy. The anti of everything cool. Still most likely to succeed cause there ain't no rules, yeah.
My nigga, we out here, photo cutlass, and arsenal for your luggage. Don't trap, you fabricate to the public, we don't believe shit. Believe it or not, call your bluff and leave your ass with knots. The juggernaut lives in your rectum, call Pac and resurrect him. I'm sure to cause a spectrum, especially when my mental telepathy start to F him. AKA fuck him, AKA nothing's in my way once I start super bucking. Fuck up your function and your house party, my life shortly about fortune and vice. If the feds call me, I tread softly, just toss me life. And your high tops, then my posse came to properly fight. Everyone's watching them, right? If you're not watching me, nice. Send my big cousin a kite. Got my shit buzzing when shit wasn't a doorbell, an insect, or a light here in sight. Amen, now won't you be? Amen. And pay respects, enjoy, yes, we progress. Destroy your baby steps, son. 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 Son.
It's still vibrating. Diego shake the mirror and the under got them all. Hey, cause we got the 15s and the grills. I still got them dreads rocking. I still got the panties dropping. The bay got them slapping like we do. You slap to the front if not, boy, you need to. Oh, I know that you feel that. Trunk to the front, guaranteed. It's the real slap.
My elevator. Put the speaker in the Hummer. All black and stack. We go hard in the summer. Hello. I throw conference, boy. Pull up at the park, they start dancing, boy. From hood to hood, I'm good. Stay down, love one, slap it in the hood. I'm bi-coastal now. This is the remix and it's going down.
Speakers in my grill go black. They go black. They go black. Speakers in my grill go black. They go black. They go black. You can put them in skirts, they go black. You can put them in shivers, they go black.
Jackson,
had to keep it still cracking, still making major moves.
Speaker grill still slapping.
Now I got a Benz with the speakers
in the dashboard.
Speakers on the front and the trunk
got a track board.
See me in the valley, you know I got something for you.
Ain't talking about nothing.
Nah, like I don't know.
I be like rich nicks, don't hurt them like that.
The score is where I'm from.
Fresh knows where I'm at.
I skate off, knock, knock, knock the lights and play clean off. Speed off, pull up. She stuck, asking what a nigga grill cost. Get lost, bitch, I'ma get a ticket for disturbing the peace. The speakers in the grill, 200 a piece. The speakers in the rugs, but it was screw on the beat. Show me your grill, and I ain't even talking about teeth.
The speakers in my grill go black, they go black, they go black. They go black. January to December, still same K with a temper. Y'all remember I'm a Northside nigga, West Coast nigga. Pull a bitch, pull a trigger, pull a lip. For the thriller, for the thriller. I'm a killer, it's Gorilla Gang. Different day, same shit, friends on my bitch.
What you know about me though? Stay flying to Sydney. 455 with a knock in the ribby. Same color as Dimpy. Green for y'all too slow. Hit the valley, and that's Nick's with a sideshow.
MJ from the U.S.
Damn straight, the very same J that rep the Golden State. Mash through a yellow, ain't got time to wait. Shake, tell these fools what noise my speakers make.
Speakers in my grill go black, they go black, they go black. Speakers in my grill go black, they go black, they go black. You can put them in spurs, they go black. You can put them in shivers, they go black.
I have with me a man, if I just say his name, I'm just going to say his name, Murs. So all of you should be, should stand where you're at, stop where you're at, and be at full attention. How you doing, sir?
I'm well, man. How you doing, Javon?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to catching up with you. It's been a minute. And I know with the new project, I want to get into all that, but get into some topics, my friend, because you are a cerebral man. One of the things that you commented on before was that you're aware that, you know, that you're speaking to a majority audience that's not necessarily all black. You know, it's mixed. And that's, when did you start to see that tipping point in terms of the faces in your audience, or when you're going out and you're meeting and greeting and everything? When did you start to see those faces start to change over time?
Oh, I'd say around like the, you know, early 2001.
Okay.
It really began to shift back then.
Has it ever made you, when you're looking at the way that popular black culture is, when you got everybody shaking their butt, doing their thing and all that, have you ever thought about, even though I know your topics, you love girls and you love talking and doing storytelling and everything, have you ever thought about, you know, taking that blue pill, so to speak, that proverbial hip-hop blue pill, and trying to go over on the other side to try to get that chart-topping success and do that, all that other stuff? Have you ever been tempted to do that, man?
Nah, man, I just, you know, I don't know if I could do it successfully. I don't know if I'd be good at it, because that's just not who I am. And then, you know, not to sound arrogant, but I'm so in love with who I am and comfortable with who I am, I just didn't, you know, it just didn't feel right, you know.
Yeah, I got you. So one of the things that my man Star Saxon and I on our show, we talk about is, we oftentimes, he touches on gentrification. And I know on the new project, Captain California, you're talking about gentrification. Talk a little bit about your views and how, like, the mid-range and long-term effects that gentrification you think is having on, you know, on our neighborhoods and society.
Ah, man, it's as my mother says, a bitter pill to swallow. I think it's needed for America overall. You know, but people get pushed back. My family has had a business in South Central Los Angeles for about 60 years called Bowers and Sons Cleaners. And it's been through the Watts Rebellion and the 92 Rebellion. And, you know, hasn't been burned down. We've been a fixture in the community. My mom's on many community boards and meets with many, you know, district assemblymen and congresswomen and so on, so forth. And they're bringing in something, I forget the reef, they're bringing in the South Central right now. And a lot of people are opposed to it. But my mother, as a business owner, and our family, is some, you know, they're very, they're heavily endorsing it. And it's getting met with a lot of backlash. And I was on the fence because my, you know, a lot of my family is definitely very conservative and vote Republican at times.
Yeah.
But this is because we live in a community where my mother has been serving the community, where, you know, she may dry clean clothes for people who are her, you know, her age and their children and their children's children in their third generation welfare. And my mother is serving them and working. She's up at 4:30 every morning, doesn't get home till 7 p.m. At 63 years old, and she, you know, she loves what she does, but it's hard for her not to vote against more welfare and government programs when she sees people abusing it in our own community.
Right.
People that look just like her. And when she tries to employ their children, she's been told, oh, well, why would I come work for you when I could just have another baby?
Huh.
Multiple times trying to implore and train young black women to come in and work at our business as a stepping stone. And, you know, she's had a lot of young Latino people go on and start there and go and get their AA and come become sheriffs and pharmacists and things like that. And we try to help people from our own community, that kind of, or people that, I'll say they're all in our community, but black African Americans, whatever you want to call us. That's what she's met with. So the Reef coming in puts, you know, well-to-do business people and juxtaposes them with people of the community. And I think, you know, she feels it's good. And when she explained her stance to me, I was like, yeah, you know, it's good to have your neighbor doing something that you don't do, so you get to see a lifestyle that you're not accustomed to and that maybe you aspire to be a part of, or aspire to live for yourself, instead of just seeing drug dealers around you, or just seeing people on welfare around you, or just seeing people who are working minimum wage jobs. You know, sometimes you need to see that, and they're not booting all the people. They get offering programs and giving people a chance to stay. And I think, you know, I've seen places in Santa Monica where they've built buildings and the building has to be half their affluent target demographic and half Section 8. So you have to live next door. And then, you know, my mom said, well, the white people won't move in because they don't want their people, their kids living next to baby's kids. But I think we also are getting more older white people that are of the hip-hop generation and do want to raise their kids around people of color. And, you know, that kid, their parent may have to, may be a welfare recipient and may have no aspirations, but that kid getting to play with white kids and getting to see, they may change. I know it changed my life when I got to be around other, just being around white children and people of another socioeconomic range. I was like, wow, y'all don't fight every day and y'all don't say this and y'all don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the things I adopted and some of the things I didn't, but it was just, it really was culture shock for me. And so I think gentrification could be a good thing. But when you see things like Ron Finley and his gangster gardening movement getting moved out by banks just because they want to sell the vacant lot to someone, you know, I want to see these vacant lots disappear in the neighborhood too, but if they could be gardens, I'd rather them be gardens than parking structures or lofts.
Right.
I'd rather feed the residents that are there.
Another beautiful day in mid-city LA. He rolled up and popped him as he walked away. Cold game, man down. Now all the neighbors stand around with their cameras out. Red team versus blue team. In over 30 years, it ain't a new thing. Another gunshot, another nigga dies. Don't y'all know we got a lot bigger fish to fry? Up north, they just lynched Willie Sims. How come y'all niggas ain't trying to get them? Let somebody try to come and take your rims. You gon' call the homies and pull out the Mac-10s. I don't understand y'all dudes. White people see it on the news and they confused. While you choose to make war in this bitch, they invest, buy land and get rich. They moved out when we moved in. Like fuck y'all niggas, no new friends. When they move back, we gotta move out. Now it's seven figures for a new house. Walk they dogs with nose in the sky. Tensions build, the temperature rise. We ask why the rent is so high. G-E-N-T-R-I-F-Y.
Hey, say man, hey, could you put that camera down? Yeah, what you mean it's a free country? That's an expensive phone, right? Yeah, it would suck if it got broke.
Snapchat filters on a homicide. It's entertainment to them when one of us die. Wanted to hit him, but I saw the big picture. If I hit him, then I'm just an angry nigga. Covered up his phone with my hand. Try to reason with him like a grown man. He didn't get it, but he left because he feared me. Couple days later, he wouldn't even come near me. At night, I saw him way across the street, walking his dog when it stopped to take a leak.
on the corner with the candles and the flowers. The homie mama, she been standing there for hours. Every night she would come down the morning cry. She saw the disrespect out the corner of her eye. That's when the homie grabbed him by the neck. I would be a snitch if I said what happened next. They moved out when we moved in. Like fuck y'all niggas, no new friends. When they move back, we gotta move out. Now it's seven figures for a new house. Walk they dogs with nose in the sky. Tensions build, the temperature rise. We ask why the rent is so high. G-E-N-T-R-I-F-Y. Let's gentrify y'all, till we die y'all. From the west side to Bed-Stuy y'all. It's gentrify y'all, till we die y'all. From the west side to Bed-Stuy y'all. It's gentrify y'all, till we die y'all. From the west side to Bed-Stuy y'all. It's gentrify y'all, till we
to resurface. In fact, I was on cloud nine. I said it's about time. I pulled up just to show you I was serious about mine. You came to the car and you came in the car. We didn't make it far cause you was making it hard to keep my hands off you. I wanted to talk to, I hate your ex, but I love the things that he taught you. Better than last time, wetter than last time. Then went into the house to grab some drinks, it was halftime. Shaking my head, we went straight to the bed. Just started making so much noise, it's like we waking the dead. She said I never stopped feeling you, thought about killing you. Last time you left it felt like my heart split in two. I told her I'd fix her, didn't stop, I just kissed her. Put my head between her legs and showed her how much I missed her.
And here we go for another round. It's like you built me up just to bring me down. When you broke my heart it didn't make a sound. Been through so much, I don't know if I can take it now.
It's like I was made to love you. Nobody can save me from you.
One step closer
and I wanna go there.
To do with looking at the front door, then I finally had to walk through it. Walk through it. The main source of my joy and pain. They say that love fills the heart but destroys the brain. Insane, crazy, thinking just maybe you would change your ways, but all you ever did was blame me. Blame me. Like it's my fault that you had to cheat. Flip the conversation, all of a sudden now you mad at me. 3 in the morning and you ain't come over yet. It's like the nice guys always get the most disrespect. Your phone died, you didn't see my text. See, I already know what you about to say next. Sex was so amazing that I didn't wanna leave a fam. It takes more than sex if you really wanna keep a man. Quicksand, when I struggle it gets deeper, and before I ever leave her I would rather meet the Reaper. Damn.
And here we go for another round. It's like you built me up just to bring me down. When you broke my heart it didn't make a sound. Been through so much, I don't know if I can take it now.
It's like I was made. Nobody can save me from you.
One step closer
and I wanna go there.
See how far it's over.
If you don't care,
let's go another round.
Let mediocrity turn you into a table. There's enough hatred to go around if you're willing and able. Defense for free, no defense for me. I'm watching the tables turn like a hurricane beneath. There's no way you can be urged to remain, delete, or you can change the way you curry fame and compete and see where you can become strange or leave. And yet I'm still the same with beats, and I'm facing these lames with the heat. And I'm not even famous, repeat, and I'm still so strange. I'm elite, something like a raging bull with a shameful sheep. And yet I embrace the fact the words are released in a fleet. And I'm storming across the beat with reach so egregious it means defeat. But allegiance is to the regents and I can't even mean deceit. And I'm still basing my role on the face of my goals. And though those who hold their nose can't quench my soul, there's nothing left if we do it right, or so the saying goes. You gotta keep pushing no matter what the naysayers know. You already the
blood. If I grind or I fall or I crawl or I stall, I'ma keep on till I climb over it all. There's nothing that can stop me where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to take off and it's ready, set, glow. If I grind or I fall or I crawl or I stall, I'ma keep it on till I climb over it all. There's nothing that can stop me where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to take off and it's ready, set, glow.
I've been in the pits a few times off of miscues and missed signs. I keep trying to flip through to get mine and I couldn't quit this time. I probably would have to switch lines or lanes or frames. And I'm too proud to sully my mind or my reign or my name. No matter how far it remains the same, I represent who I was and who I'm aiming to become. So I compete with no one and I see beyond where I came from. And I'm still trying to climb, but I step ahead and I still fall behind. I keep moving my feet in the direction that I chose to be. Whether I fall in the rocks or swim through the finest of treats, I can't get caught up in comparing my feats to the falsest of tweets. It's bittersweet, the cause of your reach can be the pause to obsolete. But keep your head focused on every day better than the last. Being honest, burn away the mask and find solace in a laugh. No matter how hard it gets or how bad it starts to look, it's never enough to tear you apart, even if you're shook. You about
if I grind or I fall or I crawl or I stall, I'ma keep on till I climb over it all. There's nothing that can stop me where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to take off and it's ready, set, glow. If I grind or I fall or I crawl or I stall, I'ma keep it on till I climb over it all. There's nothing that can stop me where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to take off and it's ready, set, glow.
It's interesting when you talk about, when you break it down to, well, there's gentrification, and of course that falls into a conversation about politics and those types of things. How I think over the last few years, it's like people just, if they are on one side of the fence, they'd love to stay there as opposed to listening to an argument and being able to form your opinion based upon what you've heard, instead of saying, well, I'm staunchly Republican or I'm staunchly Democrat or whatever the case may be, or conservative or liberal. Because it's like that old Chris Rock line, there's some things that I'm liberal about, there's some things that I'm conservative about. And to be able to have a good dialogue, I think it requires an open mind to different issues.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's key to, my DJ said that once, I mean, like, or, you know, maybe it was Chris Rock, maybe that's where he got it from, because my DJ is not a very deep person. He's just like, Republicans and Democrats are, you know, they're some of the dumbest people because they, you know, they're, before they even opened their mouth, they decided that they disagree.
You have the song, the GBKW, the God Bless Kanye West. And so you're talking about kind of mental issues that go on in the black community. And I love it when artists such as yourself will tackle different issues and just speak on different things. If nothing else, as I mentioned a minute ago, just to get the dialogue started, when you're talking about mental health, mental issues in the black community more specifically, and how it's kind of not talked about as much. What made you want to touch on that, on an issue like that with GBKW?
Man, it's really just, you know, I talk about the music speaks to me, but it's definitely something that I've pondered many times. And as you stated at the beginning of the interview, knowing that a lot of my fans are not African American or people, you know, are not African American, a lot of people don't understand our struggle. I have an opportunity to speak to the other side and maybe give them some insight into why things are the way they are. Yeah, so I try to, I just wanted, it's a story I've been wanting to tell, and It's just it's necessary, because I feel like we interact with people of other cultures and from different economic backgrounds. So when we get to work or when we're at work and you see that angry black woman at the DMV, or you see that aggressive, or non-responded customer service representative at Target, you don't know what they've been through just to get to work and what's waiting for them when they leave work. You know, and it's a Buddhist philosophy too, just like, you know, everyone's fighting their own war, you know, and being being, you know, civil or sensitive to that or empathetic, if you could, would help. And I think it helps with your empathy or sympathy or whatever it takes to hear the other side of the story for someone that, you know, I'm probably I am that rapper, you know, and a lot of white people that are part of this culture don't realize it when they say like, oh, Merce is not like those other rappers. It's just like, and do the right thing when Spike asked them about, why Michael Jordan, and Michael said, oh, they're not niggers, you know?
And
I've been, you know, I was told that a couple times growing up and I fought over it, you know, but like, oh, you know, no, Nick, we're not talking about you. We're talking about the niggers.
Yeah.
You're not a nigga. You don't sag your pants. You don't gang bang. You're not a nigger. I'm talking about niggers. I'm not talking about, okay. I'm not talking about all rappers. I'm talking about you're a conscious rapper, you know? You're an underground rapper.
You
separate like that, but I still have similar stories. I'm just able to, deal with them. And I have sat down with mental health professionals. I have been on the pills, which, you know, weren't for me, but I have done cognitive behavioral therapy and group therapy, and I've worked through my shit, and I still try to work through my shit. And right now, probably considering going back to see a mental health professional, just, you know, coming off of a divorce and being separated from my son more than I'd like to be. Because you could carry that anger with you, and it's something that hurts me and makes me angry every day, you know? And I know there are a lot of black fathers dealing with that, but no one says, hey, they say, hey, go fight it out in court, or hey, go like that. But if you went to go get mental health, it would inspire your ex-spouse to go get mental health and help, and then you guys can work it out without the courts. Or when you go to court and you say that you're going to anger management classes and you say, I'm angry at this woman because I miss my child, you know, and I've been going to therapy about missing my child, or I'm taking this medication, and then the courts would be more sensitive to your plight, you know?
Sorry to hear about, you know, in terms of going through the divorce and everything, man. Oftentimes when people are going through something like that, what you often hear is that people say, well, throw yourself into work. They throw themselves into work. And your work happens to be what can be a release for others. They listen to your music to get a release or to be educated. Do you find yourself throwing yourself in more into your music, or do you find yourself trying to find different ways to deal with it that music can't maybe cure or touch on?
Yeah, I definitely try to not throw myself into work to escape, but I don't bring that with me to work. I could definitely have made this album. I was going through so much person that could have made it, and that's why I purposely made it about other people and told stories, because I didn't want it to be about my struggle or my plight. Because that's not dealing with that's throwing my problems out there. It's kind of dealing with them, but it's not really dealing with them. I'd rather deal with them for real and get mental health help and read some books and just work. And then a lot of it was me still working through, and I'm still working through all of this right now.
Yeah. But
this time, throwing myself into work meant getting it done and escaping and writing about, you know, when you do have it bad and you can think about the other plight, you can think, you know, why me, or you could think, why not me, and you could consider what other people were going through, and just considering my art and just creating. You don't have to paint a painting about pain because you're in pain.
That's beautiful. I like that. I like that, man. I got to ask, because I see you at different conferences. We know, you know him better than I do, but a gentleman that's from out in the Phoenix area, Megaran. I see, I've seen you, different conferences around the country and everything. How much are you on the road? How much are you out and about, just living out of a suitcase, for lack of a better term, man?
Man, a lot more than I'd like to be. You know, I'm definitely 20 years legitimately employed as a rapper and touring, a full-time touring rapper, you know, because I was touring in the 90s and the early 2000s when rappers were still going platinum and they didn't need to tour, so no one toured.
Right.
I'm definitely on the road a lot. I'm on the road a lot less than in my youth, but this past year trying to get this Twitch channel off the ground and, definitely with going through my divorce, it was not the time to be home. So I did throw myself into work that way, like I was saying, but I didn't really create that. And I guess, you know what, Ninth Wonder and I did an EP where I kind of rapped a little bit about relationship stuff. And I think that helped me get that out of the way before my strange music release, my official album. The Brighter Days album I did with Ninth Wonder in January 2016 really did help me get a lot off my chest. But that was just my brother calling me like, yo, I got these beats. And I'm like, man, I need this now more than ever. And just going to North Carolina for a week and just knocking it out and being around Rhapsody and the Soul Council, just, you know, my family and just making music. But I did put a lot of personal stuff into that record, so that kind of unburdened me. But I travel a lot, man. Even with Strange going out there is where I do a lot of the videos, and we got to do our press conference and marketing strategy meetings and everything. So I'm in Kansas City probably 2-3 weeks out the year, North Carolina a week out the year. Now these video game conferences, comic book conventions, and then touring.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So the new album, again, is called Captain California. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with you, how they, you know, what they can expect. I know it's just high quality music, but what can they expect from Murs on Captain California and all your social media stuff, man?
Oh man, Captain California is definitely try to tell the story of my state. Moving back here post divorce from Arizona was definitely it was hard, you know, but what I was going through was just seeing all the love that people have for me, and you know, black, white, Latino, old, young. Janitors, lawyers, like everywhere I go, people, not, and literally everywhere I go, like when I sit down to eat, when I go to the movies, people are like, just thank you for what you do for us, and we appreciate, you know. And it just felt, at a time where I need love, people didn't know that, they just showing me the love that they feel like I show them by representing my state and hip-hop culture in general. It was really, really, really great. This album is just about, you know, telling stories, our stories as Californians and just young people in hip-hop. And I tried to, like, work with people from San Diego, the Bay, and L.A., and Central California, because we all usually don't come together.
That's true. Because I'm a California man myself, so I know how rare that is, man.
Yeah, so I got people from IE and from San Diego, the Bay. I try to represent for everybody and also represent us to the world, because I feel like I'm a citizen of the world and definitely a representative for hip-hop culture, and make it entertaining, and you know, just been working on my hooks. And so it's a decent record, man. I'm really proud of it. And if on social media, it's just MURS or MURS316 on Snapchat and Instagram. Twitter and Facebook is just MURS. You know, you can stream the album, and when you add it's one of your playlists or a song to your playlist, that's what helps. It's like, for lack of a better term, it's a new form of radio.
True.
You know, we make it 10 cents on the penny, or half, you know, a tenth of a penny every time you do that. But it lets people know that you're listening and what type of music you want to hear. And I think that's important for those of us who don't buy music anymore.
Yo, everybody wanna be a god. Everybody wanna be a deity. Everybody wanna cling on to the earth. Nobody wanna break free of thee. Mental jail that is meant to jail with the lower side of your potential self. Whatever sent you there will extend and pale in comparison to your eventual hell. Failed. Nothing is special. They press you, they stress you, they force you to give up and follow it. Rappers, they bicker and beef it for nothing. They fight with each other like Catholics and Protestants. 7 extra books, aggression cooks, and no one expects to look underneath what is known to the streets. It is blown out of proportion like a portrait that I paint. Trapped in a quaint little hole in the rich where the skinny niggas die and you can't fly out of that cage. I stepped on the stage and I let my emotions comply. Combine with a similar sentiment to the spirit that was given to the independent mind frame. Niggas claim that they're willing to ride and sacrifice any vice. My vice get on my frame. They just keep rapping about money and bottles and models and models and hollows and how they just cop the new yacht in the grotto. But what is it worth if you shallow? How do you swallow and bury the truth? Living out your life vicarious through me, but it's meaningless. Niggas keep dreaming, it's thinking that they can be sharing this too. I enter when it's inferred that I'm in first, and I immerse in the inverse what has been perched on a large scale. Auction and sale, another lost soul that can pimp worse. Worst cases to worst 8 minutes spent on a couple new songs in the first place that you never should have listened to. This is what we differ through. People talk about it when they limit you. I'm living with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. They really want me to
focused on, but I'm focused on my end game. If you really think about it, every stage I was doubted, but the faith in myself, it was ingrained. Every cell, every membrane, every failure I sustained. I've been dealing with a lot of adversity, but my lyric diversity had me judged in a whole nother light. Let me explain what another might do. They get claps and praise, do the same, get attacked with a match and blaze. Passion plays a part in my detachment craze. Niggas trying to drag me in the trap they laid. Give a fuck about your accolades, acts of rage. Spit into a bastard's face, bastard's face.
Feeling like the man, balance on the track. Feel like a plan, got bitches out in London, some in Japan. Willie B got slaps, he a one man band. I be in the back of the club, new J's. Two thick bitches, all in the day. Smoking good purple, fitted like the maze. First place nigga, gotta stay paid. Independent grind, blow like grenades. C4 flow, hard white, no beige. Lazy flow, ho, mind in the maze. Pimp game, ill, all skill, no fade. Lil B got him, young nigga spot him. Put him in the line, red dot him. Picture perfect photo, girl wanna lick. Ice so wet, made the bitch seasick. Hair did, fit too. Feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown. Hair did, fit too. Feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown. Wearing every chain, even in the house. I ain't after fame coming in your mouth. Heard it round town like I'm in the south. Freshest shit around, so we dumbing out. Looking for a new bitch all day. Bay swag, all yay. Backseat, full play. They love a nigga swag, but I'm all gray. Many thoughts of suicide, getting high. Suicide doze, nigga swinging by. 580, sideshow. That ain't my main chick, that's my side hoe. And besides hoe, I be grinding. Manny Fresh, big timing. Front seat, stay rhyming. Put the heat up, nigga stay shining. Hair did, fit too. Feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown. Hair did, fit too. Feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown.
For being humble, I used to work at McDonald's, frying chicken at churches, serving my niggas combos. I had breakfast with Bono, private flights to Toronto, 5-star suites in Milan. Just the life of a Don, breaking bad like Walter, yet I was stressing like Jesse. IRS on my ass, Uncle Sam trying to get me. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I need liberation. Smoking on Chunky 5 day and night, it feel like a basin. You see, you may die, pressure, eat your life. For the sake of my son and mama, I had to survive. Either rapping or trapping, had no time for relaxing. This my motherfucking passion. I'm so sorry, Miss Jackson. It ain't get a 9-to-5 after graduating with my bachelor's. I was born to make it happen. It's in my gene, fuck slacking. Ain't no thing but chicken wings. See, I stay true. When you deep in the grind, it's how the real ones do. In my old school cabin with them East Point spokes, I'm an AT-80 again. Real nigga broke, yeah, I'm an outcast. 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 Yeah, 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 I'm an outcast. 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 Yeah, 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 I'm an outcast. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Smoking on St. Onya in Southern California. Don't trade to the death of me, this money is my destiny. So fresh, so clean, Crenshaw to Beverly Hills, more than the bank, and I remain a G. MIA with my Haitians, NYC smoking Jamaica. Blood up with the Mexicans, my white boy clean up that paper. Yeah, I suffered some losses, congregated with bosses. strippers tricking and flossing. Had my bank account in the coffin. Friends left me stranded. Family took me for granted. Got stabbed in my back like Caesar. I ain't panic. Hold on, be strong, my nigga. I was born for the throne, my nigga. Even when I'm gone, my nigga. My mind on home, my nigga. Get up, get out. Ain't no bread on the couch. Bullshit ain't allowed. I got a rep for the South. Devil putting holes in my boat. Two choices, sink or float. I survived, shine on you lame niggas' hoe. And my old school caddy, them East Point spokes. I'm an AT alien, real nigga bro. Cause I'm an outcast. Outcast. I'm an outcast. Yeah, I'm an outcast. I speak about screaming, bump below, below. On the 105, hit Wilmington, it remind me of the low. I got gasoline dreams, red velvet ambition. Love them Jasper bitch donkey asses, bouncing when it's switching. Rolling crumb the nerve, flim flam, yelling hootie, whoo! My elevator going up now, cause your boy sucker proof. See these haters gon' hate, cause that's what haters do. I'm celebrating now, cause I made it stand true. I'm in my old school Cadillac with the content spokes. I'm an AT alien, real nigga bro. Yeah, I'm an outcast. I'm an outcast.
And I like it. Numb to it, this is so exciting. Feeling so enlightened. Don't ever wanna come down. My head in the clouds, yelling at the ground. Like, look at me now. Sipping that bubbly, smoking that lovely. 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 Sipping that bubbly, smoking that lovely.
Special thank you to MERS for chopping it up with your boy. Shout out to Star Sax and my partner in crime. As always, again, follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. Follow Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's 2 R's and 3 X's. Follow me, if you would like, at Javon Love, JAVONLUV. But until next time, again, tell a friend to tell a friend about dubcnn.com, about Microphone Masters. On behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. Until next time, you can.
Back on WLIX, this is Voodoo and Alcoholics in the House. And they came down, you know. I know y'all get asses all the time, but do me this favor. I want y'all to bust the freestyles for us. Who's first up?
Yo, we got Cracker Jack from the Loop Pack about to set this shit off. I can't cut it off. I know we on the radio. Cracker Jack, set it off.
Yeah. Your dumb nuts, it goes once up on the rhyme jack. Is out to clench your fists and drop the flows that get deep like the abyss. So in this, style's wide when I'm throwing this. Non-focused brother, shake that hip and toe and just get involved. Roll with the soul, make the head nod.
Look at the bash flashback that kicked the abstract. Make brothers say damn that rap's fat, recline that ass back. Smack back, hand slap from watch y'all with the ramshack. I used to pick up the damn slack, bet on the rap's back. In the days when Eric was in a winning phase. Nowadays, turning applications, locking me appellations with the ladies with the sexy activations on the black watch. I own the black watch, although I'm black watch. You want to confront who? A microphone check, 1, 2, complicated for ya.
Yeah.
I got the naps that break the picks, plus the props from the lick. Ha ha. On the rise, saying licks, 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 boy, run your backside. Yo, J-Ro, man, live my man. Just get on the mic and please arise, my man.
I was the animated suspension. Vocabulary, whack MC prevention. My division is itching for the switching, pitching. I'm from the west coast, the best bag and boast. Bag of doshas, ferocious, emotional osmosis.
I skip like a stone on a lake over a break. I rip microphones and I take over the fake. Ooh, I wish I could sing like Smokey Doo, but I'm overly loking with the loop pack crew.
I'm mad living back here. Brothers try to do what I did back in junior high, cause I'm fly with my vocabulary rendition. Total chaos, rhythmatic, static, emphatic, ration, so stay off. Nobody knows how it goes with the flows and rolls of hoes frozen. Chosen bust erosion on the lows when the ill speak bust the licks not thick. Mad quick to rock your bit like your pot to grills.
But yo, freak this, I come with uniqueness. I'm like Pep Le Pew, you hoes on my weakness. Back in high school, you didn't think I could get nifty. Now I'm on your magazine rack down to Thrifty. Since 83, I've been housing folks all the way from Orange County out to Thousand Oaks. It ain't another rapper in the country that can crunch me. If you don't believe me, run up and try to punch me.
I flip the funk like Monk Higgins when I'm digging. I'm squiggin' on the Snapple cause my crew be wiggin' when we gigging. I rock the mad vocab. When I throw jabs, I'm so bad. I make it flow bad like when I blow last in peace.
New releases on the two steel wheels. Comes the lyrical skills that kills more ducks than oil spills. When niggas run for the hills, I could track them through the mountains. Rico kick that kind of shit that got more bounce to ride the Troutman. So pass the weed to the top, top C. With lyrics as deadly as the BDs that make your lungs bleed. Plus I dig like coal miners through the crates of old timers. I be blowing up the spots like dynamite with one liners. Oh, reminder to my ex bitch when I find ya, I'ma smack ya for them times I had the star 69. Ya so D-low, my nigga with the hat to the back. Get on the mic and show these niggas where you at.
Here I am doing shows, wall to wall, bank stacks tall, I still won't fall. Never will I be, sell out poverty, some don't believe in me. Still I guess my verbs on my verse on, I rap long, you did wrong. All that nonsense, say the sales starts when they your nonsense go. You start with the dope, first say you sold. Now you're on clearance when the record starts selling. But I'm not willing to be uncovered from the depths of the under. I'm under